one under advisement already. That was by Mr. Rickard, and that's case number 11,540. And that's a special use exception for that off-premise sign.
What? I'm trying to figure out why he needs that 5 foot. He was saying that.
Allow for vehicle coverage.
Applies on vehicles underneath.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, for vehicle.
There's a driveway next to the building.
Goes where?
The drive, parking along the road, the driveway next to the building. Goes up on the site plan. You want to put the pole.
I see it, yeah.
The monopole on the, near the parking areas, and then it'll.
Can't lever out.
Can't lever it 5 foot towards the building.
Okay.
Or 5 foot in front of the building, but above the driveway.
Well, that explains that.
Okay. Does everybody understand there any more questions?
I guess it surprises me, meets all the setback requirements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks tighter than that.
Yeah, it does. That's the reason I'm cautious of what.
It does.
See what you guys think of it.
I'm sure that's why you take.
We've certainly approved taller ones.
Pardon me?
We've certainly approved taller ones there.
Yes, we have. But I think, like we say, we're going to take each case individually, but anyway. So he's thinking about getting the vehicles under there, you would ask.
Trucks.
That 5 foot trucks and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Trucks, how do you feel?
Yeah, delivery trucks.
Yeah, get back to the other people.
Yeah, I think you said that's a service road to the rear.
Yeah, service road is, yeah, to the rear.
They were trying to maintain an 18-foot clearance, so the typical clearance is 14, they gave them 4 more foot of clearance.
One more foot clearance.
For the back area.
Delivery trucks and all that.
That's, I guess you consider it service area, back to the building there in the back. Mr. Workman, how do you?
I'm all right with it.
Everyone understand, and again, then, Mr. Rickard, you are okay?
I'm okay with it.
All right, and if everyone, if there's no further discussion and everyone understands what we'll be voting on, then chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,540.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,440.
540,
I'm sorry. The special use exception has been addressed that, and it will not substantially affect the versatile uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. Of course, this C1 area. And the variance of 5 foot variance from the height. The uniqueness of the property is where the, I would say they have to come down that driveway and where the driveway is for them to do a do their services in the back, that they're going to need the 5 foot height of variance. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant due to the location of the property. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. It's also C1 there. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,540. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by vote, 5-0, case number 11,540 is approved. Okay, that's